It's time for Fairy Tale Radio.
The Lion and the Mouse. A great lion king ruled over an island forest called Animalion. He was known as Ironpaw the Just, for he was the sole judge and rendered only just verdicts, always with his iron axe scepter in hand. One day, the island prosecutor, Stoat Esquire, brought the case of Farmer Cow versus Mr. Field Mouse.
"Your Royal Honor," the stoat opened, "we have an easy case today. The plaintiff, Farmer Cow, complained of a stolen sack of corn. Investigations showed that the defendant, Mr. Field Mouse, not only possessed the stolen goods in his house, but was caught in the act of feeding them to his family. The island demands justice and expects no less from King Ironpaw. The prosecution rests, Your Royal Honor."
"Let the accused come forward," called the king.
The mouse walked to the stand.
"Mr. Field Mouse," the lion asked, "how do you plead to the charges brought against you?"
"I plead guilty as charged."
The entire court gasped in surprise. This was the first time a criminal had ever pleaded guilty to Ironpaw.
"My children and wife were starving," the mouse continued. "I saw Farmer Cow's bag of corn and decided to take a quarter of it to feed my family through to the next harvest. I had hoped to repay Farmer Cow then. I beg forgiveness of Farmer Cow and plead for the mercy from you, Your Royal Honor."
"Mercy?" cried the stoat. "What a joke!"
"Mr. Stoat, you are out of order," Ironpaw interrupted. "The prosecution has rested. Mr. Field Mouse, it is our general policy to pay an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You stole corn but have none to repay in return. So how do you propose repaying Farmer Cow?"
"Your Royal Honor, I have had a run of bad luck and am bankrupt, but if there is any work at all that Farmer Cow needs to have done, I offer my services."
"We ask the plaintiff to come forward."
The cow ambled up to the bench.
"Farmer Cow, do you have any use for Mr. Field Mouse's services?"
"As it happens, Your Royal Honor,
I do," replied the cow. "Very well, Mr. Field Mouse, for the crime of theft, and in light of pleading guilty, I hereby commute the traditional punishment of imprisonment until repayment, and sentence you to 4 seasons of hard labor to Farmer Cow in restitution of your crime. Court is adjourned."
That very day, Mr. Field Mouse started working and continued well into the night. Farmer Cow saw industry and genius in the mouse and decided to give him a small wage beyond his sentence. Slowly, the farmer also gave him more and more important duties. By the time the 4 seasons were done, Mr. Field Mouse was indispensable to the farm. Farmer Cow offered him a position as manager and eventual partner, which the mouse accepted happily. Soon, the former convict was known as Master Field Mouse and was renowned as a good businessman, a generous neighbor, and a loving father and husband. Now, the island country often traded with human merchants at their port, but one day, a group of greedy poacher pirates stormed ashore. They laid a trap with a huge rope net on the forest road between the castle and the courthouse. That evening, King Ironpaw was walking home, tired and hungry from a long day at court. Suddenly, the pirate's net closed around him and sprang upwards, holding him 10 feet in the air. He tried to claw and bite the ropes and swing his scepter axe, but the net was so tight he could not move a muscle or even open his mouth.
"Arr!" called the pirate captain. "We have come to capture you and sell you on the black market. The world's largest lion should bring in a lot of booty. Arr!
"Shall we cut down the net, captain?"
asked one of the pirate lackeys.
"If we cut him down now, he would beat us all with his scepter axe and send us packing. But if we leave him 3 days in the net without food or water or sleep, then he'll have no energy to fight."
"That's a short captain we've got. What? 3 cheers for captain."
Ironpaw looked on helplessly as the pirates formed an impenetrable ring around him and kept all the other animals from helping him. After dark that night, however, the king heard a whisper in his ear.
"Your Royal Honor, I shall tear these ropes that bind you."
The lion recognized the voice. It was the mouse from court all those years ago. But how could he break ropes that the lion could not? Well, Master Field Mouse boasted big, strong, white teeth that he brushed twice a day. He immediately began chewing at the net. The hemp ropes held tight, but after 3 hours of gnawing, Master Mouse had broken one rope, but he would have to break three to free the lion. And if the sun rose before he finished, the pirates would stop him, and then no one could save the king. Master Field Mouse started chewing even faster, but his left front tooth suddenly chipped in half under the strain. He would not slow down, even to save his teeth, and he found that the ragged edge of the chipped tooth cut through the ropes a little quicker. In only 2 hours, he had broken through the second rope, but there was still one to go. Now Master Field Mouse chewed furiously, and he could smell burning rope and burning tooth. Suddenly, his right front tooth also broke, and still he nibbled on all the faster. Sweat was pouring down into his face and into his eyes, but he shut them tight and kept chewing. The sun was rising, and a pirate from below looked up.
"Hey, what's that bit of gray fur on the rope? Is that a mouse?"
"Not a mouse! Get him down!"
yelled the pirate captain, but too late. The final rope burst asunder, and Iron Paw landed on his feet with scepter in hand. The pirates charged at him in desperation, but the king beat them back, and the other animals gathered around the pirates charged in as well. The poachers cried in terror and fled to their ship in the harbor. After the pirate poachers sailed away, Iron Paw returned to the mess of torn ropes and found Master Field Mouse sitting on a stump and snacking on some popcorn. King Iron Paw sat next to him. The mouse's shattered smile spread wide.
"May I offer your royal honor some popcorn? I have wanted to share a meal with you for some time, your highness."
"And I with you," said the lion, taking a pawful. "Thank you, Master Mouse, for saving me and the kingdom."
"Happy to be of service, and thank you for saving me those years ago, your royal honor."
The king and the mouse remained friends and shared meals often. No pirate ever returned to Anomalion, fearing the island spirit that had freed the great lion. To this day, the king of Anomalion wields the same iron axe scepter, but on top of the blade perches a little golden mouse with broken teeth. The end.